The United Nations Refugee Agency says the Syrian people have been the main target of the country's ongoing crisis.
The number of Syrian refugees who have now left their country has surpassed 1.5 million. The Syrian conflict continues to have a devastating impact on the lives of those who are forced to flee. The fact that more than 1.5 million people have registered or have appointments with UNHCR sadly means the actual number is much higher.
McNaughton made the comments at a press conference in the city of Geneva in Switzerland. He said that over the past 4 months, conditions in Syria have become much worse compared to previous years. McNaughton also said the UN Refugee Agency will continue to respond to the emergency needs of those inside Syria and in other countries. The ongoing conflict has forced many Syrians to flee their country to neighbouring countries, especially Jordan and Lebanon. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Abiyomi Azikiwe, political commentator. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. Azikiwe, I mean, it's obvious to know that people would be collateral damage of such a war and such a crisis in a country like Syria, but what should be done to address the refugee crisis?
I think this goes back to the countries and institutions who are financing the armed opposition groups who have been destabilizing Syria for over 2 years now. It's interesting that the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has made this statement that some 1.5 million people have been displaced as a result of this horrific situation that has been developing in Syria now for over 2 years. I believe that the United States, the NATO countries, as well as their allies in the region, particularly those in the Arab Emirates and the Persian Gulf, are responsible for this crisis that exists. A lot of the onus of the attacks that's being leveled against the people in the region is exclusively being targeted at the Syrian government. But if it was not for the obstinance of these armed opposition groups who are refusing to negotiate with the Syrian government or other governments in the region to bring about some type of political solution, we would not have this crisis that seems to be worsening, not only in Syria, but it is spilling over into Jordan as well as Lebanon, and also impacting Turkey and other states in the region as well.
But of course, we know that many of these refugees' homes have been destroyed and they were forced to flee their country as a result. I mean, how can they be sent back to their countries and, of course, be accommodated once again?
It has to be a political solution in the crisis. We've noticed that many of the refugees who were in Turkey have come under attack by Turkish nationals, particularly since the war is spilling over into Turkey, which is a NATO country. They're willing to go back to Syria based upon the insecurity that they're facing in Turkey. But there has to be some negotiated resolution to this conflict. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have people fleeing Syria. And the conditions that have been described by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees are deplorable. In the camps, lack of clean drinking water, relatively no medical facilities or medical personnel to address the needs. They also need counseling in regard to reorganization of their own personal lives and family issues. And of course, this is really not available to the people in the area. So I think that those who are continuing this war, who have in fact given political cover, material assistance, as well as military aid and public relations support to the opposition groups who are armed, who are fighting the Syrian government. They themselves are the ones who should be responsible for taking care of this 1.5 million people who have been displaced by this war. We hope that the proposed talks that are scheduled for next month between Russia and the United States will bear some fruit, and hopefully they'll be willing, particularly the U.S., to bring in Iran and other countries in the region who are profoundly impacted by this conflict as well.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Abiyomi Azikiwe, political commentator from Detroit. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.